Come on.
Hello?
Ed, is that you?
Oh, Tone, how you going?
Not bad. I don't know if you've heard, but the podcasts have gone to number one at iTunes.
I thought that was Happy Tree Friends.
No, we've kicked the Tree Friends' butts.
Well, they won't be happy about that.
No, the trouble is people are now demanding more.
Mate, I'm in Sydney seeing my family for Christmas. We can't do any more of these.
Well, look, we're going to try and put one together. Ash is here. Say hello, Ash.
Hello, Edward.
Well, then we're saved, are we? Is that what we needed, Ash Williams? I don't know if that helps us at all.
Hey, let's see if we can actually do the show with you on the phone.
There's only one way we could probably do this, I figure.
Do you want me to run the opening theme in?
Well, I guess, yeah. If you've got it there, I'd love to hear it. Yes, hello and welcome to Nova Summer of Love and the Summer Loving Podcast. Myself, Ed Cavalier, currently at a delicious Nando's in Kirribilli in Sydney. If you're in the area, please drop by. It is the people's choice of Nando's. Sitting, I don't know where, he could be anywhere, but he's currently on a phone line to me. It's Tony Martin. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ed.
And I have heard that, thankfully, our Lord and Saviour, it is his birthday on the 25th. His name is Ash Williams. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Edward. Pleasure.
And I'm assuming John Hopperwadi's in there, but I don't put him on. He's a little bit feisty for me.
Hey, Ed, what have you been doing?
Well, Tone, I've been up here for Christmas, as you know, seeing my family and avoiding them as much as I can.
Yeah.
And so it's been really, really good fun. I've done a photo shoot with some St Kilda footballers, which I'm really happy with.
Oh, no. Hope that's not on the internet.
Well, yeah, no, it seems to be the place for it.
Hey, look, I nearly didn't make it today because
Why?
I actually got a flat tyre out the front of the Jam Factory in Chapel Street.
Oh, my goodness.
How embarrassing is that? I'm changing a tyre and people are just coming up to me going, hey, is this Thank God You're Here?
Yeah.
And I go, no, this is real life.
Yeah. Exactly right. Then Bornie's just, you know, waiting at Boost Juice to jump out and tell you you did a fantastic job.
And how's this? I've got this, like, tiny, pretty cheap car that I bought about 4 years ago. And I remember at the time Matty D saying to me, hey, that's a really good car. I put a Bose stereo in that car.
Oh, that's fantastic. A Bose, yeah.
And I'm thinking, why would there be such a fantastic stereo in such a cheap car? There must be a downside. This is going to blow up on my face one day. So I've got this flat tyre. I open the back of the car, and instead of a spare tyre, there's something called an emergency tyre. Have you seen this?
Oh, yes. They're sort of like they rip a tyre off the back of a pram and put it into a car.
It's like off the front of a lawnmower.
Yeah. It's got that yellow rim in it.
It's like the special needs child of wheels for your car. I'm driving up the street, veering off to the left. People are just openly laughing at me. And I'm going, hey, I'm at number one on iTunes at the moment and nobody gives a stuff.
They're big sleek geek fans. They couldn't care less about you. Yeah, I saw Tron last night. That's what I have been doing.
Oh, Tron Legacy?
What a legacy. What a legacy to live up with. A non-hit from the 80s. I went and saw it and there's this funny bit where they go, oh, put on your 3D glasses now. And the next thing you see is a bit of text come up on the screen that says, much of this film was filmed in 2D on purpose. Please keep your glasses on for the bits that are in 3D.
The legacy's safe.
The legacy continues. If anyone went and saw it in the 80s, they got ripped off and it's still happening. But look out for this line. This is the best crap line in a movie that I've heard in, I don't know, 20 years, since the Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Let's hear it.
And so Jeff Bridges' character has disappeared into a video game. Let's just say we're fine there. Yeah, we're all good.
Sure.
Yeah, we're following the logic of that. Then his former business partner gets a page from his video arcade. So then his son goes to the video arcade to see if he can work out what happened to his dad.
Right.
All right. So that's where the logic finds us. And then as the kid is starting to go, well, maybe my dad got sucked into a, you know, some sort of world that we don't understand.
Yeah.
The other guy says to him, your father's probably chilling on a beach in Costa Rica, or he's dead, or both. So if we just follow that logic for a second.
Yeah.
So my father is either A, sucked into a video game. Well, that's fairly probable.
Yeah.
But the other two options are B, he's on a beach in Costa Rica, or C, he's dead. Oh, no, no, there's a D as well. Both. There's a corpse on a beach in Costa Rica that no one's failed to identify.
What a relaxing corpse that would be. Just chilling.
The corpses in Costa Rica. They're so laid back. They employ someone at the end of every day at a beach in Costa Rica. They've got a giant stick and they go around poking people to make sure that they are actually still alive. Oh, no, no. It's just another corpse with sunglasses on and one of those drinks with a pineapple hanging out the side of it, Weekend at Bernie's style.
Look, you've been to see Tron Legacy. I've got a flat tire. I don't know if this is enough for an entire podcast. We need some kind of gimmick.
But this is what I'm proposing. Ash has got a real Farrah Fawcett sort of vibe to him. That's always been the case. And you probably look like the other two. Lord knows how they're looking these days.
And Luke McGregor's coming in later.
Oh, yeah, he's so Lucy Liu. So this is what I propose. Why don't I set out a number of challenges?
Challenges for me?
Yeah.
Because we can't throw to callers, as you know.
What is it with you and callers? You are so AM these days. Have you been railing against the networks or the kind of the power grid or something like that as
Clearways,
well?
Ed, Clearways, they've got to go.
Sorry, yeah.
We're living in a Clearway nanny state.
It's clear. We're going to get the Premier back out with his spanner to fix a few Clearway signs. So this is what I propose. I'm going to set out the Summer of Love challenges.
Yeah.
And why not use Williams, use McGregor, use anyone that you've got at your disposal. And you can report back to me and tell me if you've done them. To be frank, I'd quite like my phone to ring during any family event you can think of, because any moment away from it is a moment lived. So here we go with... Challenger.
10 Summer Challenges. Hang on. How did you manage to get that built at your mum's place?
Mate, my mum does voiceovers. She's got a very deep voice. A lot of whiskey, my mother.
Okay. All right, what's the first challenge?
Listen, Tone, you know I love sizzle.
Yeah? Sure, I know that.
You know I love traction. You know I love cut through.
Sure.
You know, me and the energy captain have had the cape on all day in a blue sky session.
Oh, it's been insight mining from go to woe.
The whiteboard is absolutely chockers with ideas, and this is the one that we've come up with that we like the best.
Mm.
You have to get some sizzle going for this podcast. You know, I want you to do it in a Nova way with a Nova brand leader. That's another term I've picked up in marketing. What do you know about the DJ Tiesto?
I'm not really familiar with his work. He's a real person?
Yes, he's a real person. He was with Crazy Frog Wolf for a while, but they broke up due to creative differences. And what I need you to do, I need you to get Tiesto on the phone.
Isn't he Dutch or something?
Yes, he's Dutch.
So hang on, yes. So I have to call Holland?
This is your problem. This is not my problem. This is not how Charlie's Angels works. Bosley didn't ring up the Angels and go, Angels, I've got a job for you. You need to catch a spy. And one of the Angels would say, oh, no, I have to go on a plane. My ears pop. You just do it. I said challenges, you do it. That's how it works. Nova.
Okay, so I've got to call Tiesto. He's not going to be in the phone book, is he, Ash?
I wouldn't have thought so, Tone.
No. How can I get his phone number?
Mate, I've actually got it.
You've got Tiesto's number.
I do, man.
It's very impressive. All right, dial it in. Here we go. Hopefully he'll be home.
Oh. Surrender to the sound. Surrender to the DJ. Surrender to the Dutchness. Tiesto's answering machine.
Oh.
Tiesto's answering machine.
Leave a message after the beat.
Oh, hello, Tiesto. This is Tony Martin calling from Melbourne. You probably don't know who I am. I was on Thank God You're Here a couple of times in the scout uniform. You probably won't remember that. Look, we really need you to record an ID, station ID, for our Summer Lovin' podcast here at Nova. So if you could give us a call, I'm not sure what I can do to sweeten the pot. What sort of prizes have we got we can offer Tiesto? Ash?
Mate, Boxing Day cricket test tickets.
He'd love that.
He'd love
that. Sorry, I think his car alarm's gone off. Anyway.
What else? I got bloody CDs.
What CDs have you got?
I got Guy Sebastian.
Okay, Tiesto, if you'd like a Guy Sebastian CD and tickets to some cricket, call us back, please. Nova.
Yes, hello, Angels. Hello, Tony. Hello, Ash. How did you go?
I've come through, Ed. Have a listen to this.
Surrender to the sound. Surrender to the DJ. Surrender to the personalized station ID. Tiesto. Tiesto station ID.
Tiesto station ID. Surrender.
Hello, this is Tiesto. When I am not redefining Dutch minimalist trance and watching old episodes of the 1970s Amsterdam-based detective series Van der Valk, I am enjoying Nova's Summer Lovin' meet Ed Cavalier on Tony Moclair.
Surrender to the DJ!
I'm sorry, that went off prematurely. Summer Lovin', don't forget to... Now, it comes in now.
Hello! Frank Walker from National Tiles.
No, the other one.
Surrender!
Don't worry, the moment's passed.
Tiesto!
I know that. That's who I know who I am.
Tiesto!
All right!
How's that?
Well, there are two English backpackers pinging off their faces in front of me, so that must actually be Tiesto.
Challenge one completed.
Well done. I don't know how you got hold of him in Degronian.
What's next?
All right, I challenge you, Summer Love and Angels, to find the woman that has not been cracked onto by Shane Warne.
Ooh, gee, that's a tough one. But surely, Ash, there must be someone here at the start.
No way.
Who's out there in the corridor?
Oh, Emma.
Emma from the newsroom?
News girl, yeah.
The one who likes Nick Cody?
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go and grab her.
Hang on.
Okay, I'll drag her in. Okay, here she is.
Hello.
Lovely to speak to you. I don't want to drag you away from any of your pressing headlines. I mean, I would hate to think that something could happen to the Kardashians while we're speaking and it not get to air.
Yeah, look, there has been a Lindsay Lohan scandal today. Ed, do you want me to fill you in? I know you love my stories on her.
You know what, let's do it afterwards because we do have a challenge to try and complete here.
Okay.
Emma,
yes?
Are you possibly the only woman in the world that Tony can find that has not been cracked onto by Shane Warne?
I have never been cracked onto.
There you go. Another.
What?
Sadly.
Another goal achieved.
No, that can't be right.
Well, no, I did get a random text message.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah?
Can you read it out to us?
Hang on. Just let me scroll through. What's your favourite Coldplay song? Mine's The Scientist.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, thank you.
That is it. All right. Thanks, Emma.
Thank you, Emma. I knew it.
You've been warned.
Challenge.
All right, back to the newsroom. Thanks, Emma.
Thank you, Emma.
Jeez. I don't know if you've been following the Shane Warne developments today. As you know, Ed, a lot of men have pet names for their penises.
Mine's The Scientist.
Oh, yeah.
And The Scientist has been pretty busy, apparently.
Really?
Liz Hurley is begging her husband to take her back after her disastrous fling with Shane Warne.
Oh, no.
She's dumped him after he sent a woman more than 100 sex texts at the same time as he was romancing Hurley.
Yeah, what, only 100?
But what I love is, when you look it up on the Herald Sun website, I love it when the people underneath in the comments board address a celebrity as though that celebrity might be reading it.
Of course.
So Michael Hamilton of Ballarat says, do the right thing, Aaron. Be done with her.
Good call. I mean, I know that Warney does read those comments and takes them to heart.
Hey, Liz, you've only got one chance at being an idiot and you've used it. Move on. LOL, says Plain and Simple of Melbourne.
She really gets on Plain and Simple Sports.
Okay, we need another challenge.
Well, good, Angels. I've got another challenge for you. The St Kilda football player's nude picture scandal. I know Ash is across it because he was the one that forwarded the photographs onto me, and I appreciate that wholeheartedly. It was so refreshing to get a picture of a man's genitals from Ash that wasn't actually Ash himself. When I got it, I was like, listen, Williams, I've already seen it. I don't care what you've dressed it up as this time. I'm not going to think it's an actual policeman.
But you know who these photos are good news for? That bloke, Joel Monaghan. Because suddenly nobody's talking about the photograph of the bloke being s*** off by a Labrador.
No, don't say it like that. What's happened to you? Since you've just been on the internet and you don't have to worry about the radio waves, you know, like minute to minute, you've just turned into an absolute filthmonger. You can't say by a Labrador.
Gotcha. All right, well, we might have to beep all that, Ed, but what's the challenge?
Listen, I need to know, what's the most embarrassing photographs of you guys that have ever been seen in public.
Oh, embarrassing. I haven't had any like that. I remember one years ago when
I'm shocked, Tony. I'm absolutely shocked that no hot babes that you've met at a football clinic have taken photographs of your genitals and thought the world needs to see these.
See, at my age, they were taking them with, you know, one of those old cameras where you have to hold up a flash.
In sepia.
But I once, how's this? Back in the late 80s when I was, you know, Rob Sitch, of course, you've worked with him.
Yeah, I love Rob, yeah.
He really got behind the Melbourne Olympic bid of, I think, 1988.
Oh, yes. My mother actually worked on the Brisbane Olympic bid for whenever that didn't go very well. And we've still got the framed gold medal that she got from the Brisbane Olympic bid. And it was so Brisbane that they spelt her name wrong on it. Fantastic work.
Well, we had a photo taken for the Herald Sun of the five people who were doing the show, all holding hula hoops over their heads, and the photo was shot from the roof of the building, so it looked like we were holding up the Olympic rings.
Oh, I mean, if that doesn't speak to the IOC and Juan Antonio Samaranch, it must have been at that time. I don't know what does. What did the other people do? Something stupid like offer to spend $10 billion building stadiums and roads? No, let's go with that place with the hula hoops. They've really got some initiative. Nerds with hula hoops. It's going to be brilliant.
And nobody wanted to do it except Robbie. And if you look at the photo, it's four people looking really pissed off and then a grinning Rob Sitch like he's just won the lotto.
Well, can I say to anyone that's out there that might have a copy of that or even wants to restage it and put their superimpose your faces over the top, I'd be willing to pay good money to see it done.
Yeah, but what about Ash?
This is bad. I just want to say that. Preface the story by saying this is bloody bad. I was in schoolies, tallies, the year after schoolies.
Yep.
I was with my mate.
Yep.
We're having a good night out in Cavill Avenue. Yep. He reckons he got drink spiked. And he went to the bus and he said, hey, I've been drink spiked. And I was having a grand old time. And I said, oh, I'll catch you later on. I went back to the apartment.
Yeah.
I did some pretty weird stuff.
Yes.
My mate had a camera.
Right.
And there's about 50, 60 photos of me in numerous scenes involving hotel brushes, feces, and removal of feces from toilets.
Yeah.
And I may have been really close to this feces. And I stand by that I was drunk too.
No, look, I know, Ash, but you know what? It's actually a nice ending to that story because Kate Blanchett's actually commissioned that story. She's putting on a play of it at the STC as we speak, starring Barry Otto as Ash Williams, Tooley from Schoolies.
And Brian Brown as...
The Browns.
Okay, so I don't think that there is going to be a gallery to go with this podcast somehow.
No, I don't think so. Although I can tell you something really exciting. I have been commissioned to paint Nick Riewoldt for the Archibald in that pose. So that's really exciting.
Excellent news. Look, I need another challenge. Have you got a quick one for me?
Yeah, all right. Okay, here we go. We've done a few of these, and you haven't had a chance to do any of your bloody TV parodies. I know you love it.
Right.
So what's a big show? Well, we're talking Warning, so let's do Australian Top Gear.
Right, so you want me to do a theme song for Australian Top Gear?
Yeah, but let's make it in the style of the very old 1950s cartoon Top Cat.
Top Cat! Top Gear! Not the original Top Gear. We pay residuals, go for it, said the BBC. Providing it's with a Kenny. Top Gear. He's so rootable, now he's lost the beard. He's the boss, he's a pip, no more jokes about shit. Now he's the host of Top Gear.
Yes. Oh, God. No, play yourself some recorded applause. Why not, you know? Gee, the recorded audience was really into that, weren't they?
I think we should absolutely loved it. Quickly move on to challenge number five.
So listen, okay, how about this? Oh, yes. You know Mr. Hollywood Pizza?
By the Corner Hotel?
I drive past it every single day, and I'm thinking, Mr. Hollywood? Wow. That's fine. What I would like is for you to give them a ring and tell me the biggest Hollywood superstar they've had into Mr. Hollywood, because I'm in Sydney at the moment, and we've just had Oprah, U2's been in town, Jay-Z, Beyonce, so why don't you find out who the biggest name that's been into Mr. Hollywood?
Okay, we'll do that and we'll call you straight back.
Hollywood Pizza.
Is that Hollywood Pizza or Mr. Hollywood Pizza?
There's only one Mr. Hollywood, and he's got a pizza shop.
Right, okay. But you feel that you're well-known enough that you can just drop the mister, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. My name's Tony Martin. I'm calling from Nova FM Summer Lovin'.
Okay.
And Ash Williams, a regular customer down there, is with me. Say hello, Ash.
G'day, buddy. How are you?
How are you, mate? Not bad.
Who are we speaking to?
Paul.
Paul, I need to know what kind of celebrities, what kind of big names come in down there for a pizza.
Yeah, we get big names. We get people that work at the stadiums that do the, do the setups and that.
That's no good. Cate Blanchett, has she been by?
Oh, no.
Dame Judi Dench?
No.
The late Orson Welles, has he been in? No? Okay, look, if it's Mr. Hollywood or possibly Hollywood Pizza, Paul, I mean, really, there must be...
It is Mr. Hollywood.
What basis is there for you calling the shop that, really?
Just that the owner has done well out of the name, I suppose.
There must have been a big name. Just give me something to work with. Who's been in there?
I can't think of anyone.
Not even, say, Galen from the Big Brother house?
No, I don't think of...
Right, so you're telling me that Ash Williams from Nova FM is the biggest name you've had in there.
To be fair, Tone, I went in when I was still telemarketing for Telstra.
Oh, okay, so you weren't technically a celebrity.
Wasn't technically a celeb then.
In the limited world of telemarketing, though.
Doing very well.
Who was that?
I can't help you.
Was that Will Smith?
The shop is empty.
The shop is completely empty.
Yeah.
Maybe the Oscar nominations are being announced.
Mm.
If you can't give me an actual name, I will accept a lookalike.
Yeah.
Have you had someone in there who looks like a celebrity?
Ian Botham.
You've had a man who looks like Ian Botham?
Yes.
That's the best you can offer?
That's the best I can say, yes.
Did he punch anybody to the ground? No. No.
He's quite friendly.
Okay, what about you personally, Paul? Who's the biggest celebrity you've bumped into?
Molly Meldrum once, but
Molly
is
Meldrum.
He big enough?
What was he doing?
He was buying something at a 7-Eleven.
Did you say hello to him?
Yeah, I did. I said, hi, Molly, whatever, but he wasn't in the mood. Being Molly out of his, off the cameras, I suppose.
He was completely off the cameras, was he?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I need a third name. Surely there's somebody.
Midnight Oil.
That's pretty impressive.
Is it? I didn't think so.
Well, with what I've got to work with here... Okay, thanks for talking to me, Paul.
No worries.
Thanks,
okay,
Paul.
Bye.
That's not much to report back to with Ed there.
Still not bad. Good chat.
Bloke who looks like Ian Botham.
Peter Garrett, though. You saw Peter Garrett, Midnight Oil.
Yeah, in concert.
Molly was good.
Call Ed back. We'll dump these names on him. He's had a man who looks a bit like Ian Botham. Are you there?
Yes, sadly. Was his name Ian, this guy?
We didn't even get a name.
Was he just a fat guy with a mustache?
Okay, I admit that was a very poor challenge. What have we got next?
Well, I think it's time to get it back to the season. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's Christmas, man. And I know that that normally means lawsuits for you and recriminations. That's
sure.
That's the Martin family tradition.
We all pull the crackers and there's usually a summons inside. It's fantastic.
But it's Kris Kringle this year, so you never know who's going to give you the summons.
No.
That's what's so nice about it. So why don't we make everyone else feel better as they're getting towards their family Christmases by a few sad Christmas tales? I'd love to start you off if I could.
Oh, yes. Have you got a sad Christmas tale for us, Ed?
So I'm up in Sydney at the moment seeing all my family for Christmas, which I'm looking forward to. So my sister's here and my brother-in-law and my two little nephews.
Sure.
And my mum is here and some of my other brothers and sisters are there. And we had a party the other day where I saw all my cousins that I haven't seen in a while, and my uncle Colin was there and he met Tiff for the first time.
Right.
And he said to her, did you know that Edward lived in the spastic centre for a year? That was nice.
Yes.
That was nice. True story. And then Tiff and I were down at Manly, where she's sort of staying around that area at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been walking around for a bit, and we sat down at this cafe, and Tiff saw a dog, a little Pomeranian that she thought was cute.
Yep.
And she calls them little fox dogs. She said, I'm going to pat it. And as she went to pat it, it was sitting on a guy's knee. And the
guy, it wasn't Joel Monaghan.
No, it wasn't Moniz. He's here. He and I are going out to the shelter tomorrow. I don't know what he's got in mind, but really looking forward to it. No, it was a man, and as she went to pat the Pomeranian, he said, hello, Edward. And I thought, wow, okay, it's either an amazing talking dog, that's really good news.
Maybe a relative you didn't know about.
Here we go, Tony. It was my uncle, my mother's brother.
Wow.
Who hasn't spoken to me since I was 16. So what's that, 15 years?
Right.
Because when I was 16, I'm sitting at home trying to get through some Super Nintendo, playing Super International Cricket, and he rang. Said, can I speak to your mum? The home phone. This is back in the days of home phones.
Right, yes. Right. I still have one.
I know you do, and it's charming. And so then I answered, and I said, yeah, no worries. Went back to my game, forgot. 3 days later, he gets in touch with mum and says, why haven't you called me back? She goes, I didn't know you called. He said, well, Edward didn't give the message. And she said, oh, no, he probably forgot. Oh. And he said, unless you get Edward to apologise, I'll never speak to you again. Right? To which I said, he's got to be joking. He can get stuffed. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
Hasn't spoken to us since. I run into him at this cafe. He's got a little Pomeranian on his leg, which he calls evil. Okay. I have not spoken to this man for 15 years. No one's heard from him. So if you could do me a favour, we'll do a little bit of a role play here.
Right.
Okay? So I'll play my uncle. You play me, yeah. Ash. Yeah. So your first line is, nice dog.
Yeah.
I will then say, oh, hello, Edward. And then your line is, oh, wow, Uncle, this is incredible. I haven't seen you or heard from you in 15 years. I mean, how are you?
Ash is writing these lines down. That's what I'm impressed by.
I mean, that is the skill that almost got him a two-line role in Neighbours. So this is really...
Okay. All right, here we go. And action.
Nice dog.
Hello, Edward.
Oh, my God, Uncle. I haven't seen you in, like, 15 years. How are you?
I've been playing a lot of touch football. Those were his exact words. And Tiff goes, oh, that's nice. And I go, how's it going? How's touch football going? And he said, good. One of my teammates just died. I said, all right, well, that's very sad. And he goes, yeah, no, he had a wife and a mistress. And he actually, unfortunately, had a bit of a medical episode in the mistress's house. And she called a couple of the guys in the touch football team and said, could you please take him down to the park so that the doctors don't find him with me?
Jeez.
Then at that point, I was just like, Tiff's just like mouth open. And this is par for the course for my family. I actually thought he was being really nice. I was like, he's changed. He's really engaging. And so I said, oh, yeah, well, that happens. And fair enough. And anyway, this is my girlfriend, Tiff. At that moment, one of his friends walks over and sits down, a guy that he just sort of arranged to meet, obviously, right? And he says, this is Ed and his girlfriend, Taff.
Oh, fantastic. And did he mention the apology?
No, I had a sip of my Berry Crush frappe and I said, it was nice to see you. I'll catch you later on. And as we walked off, Tiff said, so is that true, that story, that you haven't spoken to him for 15 years because of a phone message? I said, yes, darling. And she said, when do you think you'll see him again? And I said, well, when he's got another ripping touch football story, he needs to tell me he'll get in touch.
2025.
Yeah, speak to you then, bro. So there you go. There's a Christmas tale to warm the hearts.
That is a beautiful story. Yeah. Hey, do you want to hear an old Christmas radio story?
Please.
I was working on a radio station in New Zealand. This was 83 or 84, and I was doing midnight to dawns, so it's midnight till 6 a.m. on Christmas Eve into Christmas morning. Nobody is listening to the radio on midnight to dawn Christmas morning. So what I've done is I've called up this truck stop on the outskirts of town in this place called Huntley. At the end of every song, I've just interviewed this old Maori woman who worked there, saying, okay, what's floating in the Bay Marie this morning? And not really getting much out of it. And then around 4:30 in the morning, a truck driver's come into that place. So I've got him on. I've spoken to him for a while and I've said, do you want me to play a song? And he's requested Jessie's Girl.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. A beauty.
And then he said, look, I'm driving towards Hamilton. And I said, look, if you get here before 6, come on in and we'll do a segment together on the show.
Yeah, great.
So
miracle.
At about 26, I've buzzed him into the studio. He's come in with some cold KFC and a six-pack of beers, and he's requested Jessie's Girl again, so I played that for him again. And then he's just awkwardly shambled out of the studio. And then 10 minutes later, the phones rang, and it's him calling from a service station saying, oh, I forgot to play my truck horn for you. So he's got the bloke from the servo to hold the phone up Wally's played. And then I've said, hey, do you want another song? And he's gone, what about Jesse's Girl again? And I've gone, bugger it. Yeah, let's play it. And so then I've played Jesse's Girl with him hitting the horn along to the song. I wish it I could be Jesse's. And that was my sad radio Christmas.
You know what, Tony? Hamish and Andy did exactly that on one of their Caravans of Courage. An incredible moment.
Hamish and who, Ed? Who are you talking about?
They used to do daily radio.
We knocked them off the top spot for nearly 6 hours, I'll have you know.
Well, they must be absolutely quaking in their jets. Well, there you go. Challenge completed and listeners lost. So well done, everybody. Nova. Well, I mean, it is Christmas, so let's talk porno films.
Okay.
The reason I bring this up is because in the apartment that Tiff is staying, she's got Foxtel, movies, adult channels, everything. I devised a cunning way of just flicking to the adult channel just so I can get a little taste every now and again. And, you know, just, oh, this again. Oh, sorry, I was looking for the Hills Marathon. How silly of me.
Softcore?
Softcore. I call it chair in the way porn. Get a chair out of the way. But my point is this. The names of them, they've seemed to have gotten better. It's called, like, you know, Hot Housewives and stuff like that. I much prefer those porn films where the name of the porno is based on the name of an actual film. But what I want you to do is find the pissiest one you possibly can. And I'm talking so bad that I'm not even sure what the original film was.
Okay. Nova. Do you know much about porno movies, Ash?
A little bit, Tone.
Yeah?
Not heaps.
What ones have you got at home on the shelf?
Tone, I've actually got Bloody Donuts.
Beg your pardon, what? Bloody Donuts? What are you talking about?
What I meant by that was that I haven't got any.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, so it's more Nova talk, I'm at sea.
Bloody Donuts could be one, though. Interesting title.
I don't know. That doesn't sound, it's not appealing to me. Have you guys seen Bloody Donuts? I don't know. Look, I'm going to get on the internet. Can I use this keyboard? Well, I set off a Frank Walker for National Tiles ad by mistake.
Oh, it's good. It's all money.
Okay, we need porno movie titles based on actual movies, right. Dude, Where's My Dildo? Well, that's pretty pissy.
Yeah, not bad, though.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Poon.
I don't mind that.
Mulan Splooge.
Classy.
Okay. Glad He Ate Her.
What movie is that based on? What's that on?
Gladiator.
Yep. It's nice, gotcha. Tone. Thank you.
Big Trouble in Little Vagina. I don't think we can say that in this time slot. See, this is good. Teabagger Vance. Do you even know what that refers to?
Bagger Valance? Isn't there a
You're
movie?
Thinking of Holly Valance.
No, I am thinking of her a lot.
You're just thinking of her all the time.
Oh, she's lovely. What movie is that,
That time? Was something that Robert Redford and Will Smith, The Legend of Bagger Vance. See, that's good because that's pissy. They've just gone with Teabagger Vance. Willy Wanker and the Fudge Packing Factory. Okay.
Not bad, not bad. So what's a bloody challenge here? What's...
Well, we've got to find the pissiest ever porno movie title that's based on the title of a proper film.
Yep, okay.
Edward Penis Hands.
I don't mind that.
Have you seen that?
No. It would be good, though.
The Da Vinci Load. Oh, that's very poor. The Man Who Blew Too Much. Oh, these are all real titles.
Really?
How poor is this one? I Know Who You Did Up the Bummer.
Yes.
Would you say that's the pissiest one so far?
Yeah, I'd say that's the less creative of the lot.
Mm.
Actually, no, I like it. I've realised that bummer rhymes with summer, and good on them. That's really good.
Well, that's the pissiest one, but I have to say, I know an even pissier one. This is one I saw in a video shop in the States about 10 years ago, and this one is not even trying. Get Ed back on the phone, and we'll put it to him. Okay, Ed, are you ready?
Yep.
The winner is Highway to Boobs.
What does that even relate to? Highway Patrol?
I think it was a reference to the old show Highway to Heaven.
Well, just call it that. That sounds more porno than Highway to Boobs. Highway to Boobs. Well, you know where that would sound nice? Highway to Boobs.
Where?
Summer is a time for songs, the hit songs of the summer.
Yeah.
If you can come up with a theme song. for Highway to Boobs. What I need to do is get it on AM radio, like a Ray Hadley or an Alan Jones or a Neil Mitchell, one of those kind of AM guys. If you can get on as a caller and sing your theme song to Highway to Boobs, I will give you 50 Summer Love and Challenge points.
Okay, Ed, I did it. I got onto Neil Mitchell's show.
Oh, congratulations. How did you suck him in? What did you say you were calling about?
Well, have a listen.
What do you think was the best new show on TV this year and the worst? Damien, hello, Damien.
Look, I was a big fan of Warnie. You know,
righto.
Mine's the Sinist. I thought that was very underrated.
Okay.
But listen, I've written a song, a very special song just for you.
Why? What happened? Why did you do it?
Well, it's a theme song for a movie which, as far as I know, doesn't have one.
And you recorded it yourself?
No, this will be the premiere.
Yeah, what are the words? Can you read me some words?
Well, I thought I'd just sing it for you, you know?
Well, sure, by all means, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Highway to Boobs.
Oof.
Talking about a highway to boobs. On that highway to boobs. Highway to boobs.
Okay.
Highway to boobs.
Okay, that's
very... Did you get that?
Well, look, you've done a great job there. What's your background in music?
Well, I was a bass player in Wah Wah Knee back in the 80s.
Okay, well, that's terrific. Do you perform as well? Have you got a...
Tricks around the house.
Good grief.
Yeah, do you think you could pull off a quick hamburger yourself, Neil?
I don't know.
Challenge completed.
Well, I... Yeah, how do I know that wasn't a real caller, Damien, who's also done a theme song?
That's 100% authentic, buddy.
And I can say that Neil Mitchell will be doing a hamburger at Carol's by Candlelight, so beware.
And maybe a quick sea anemone for an encore.
Listen, this is what I got for you. This is Nova's Summer of Love, and I don't know about you, but I'm desperate to know what's hot and what's not.
What's hot? What's not?
Well, he's here. You might remember him from Summer Love and Podcast number one. Welcome aboard, Luke McGregor.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks very much for having me. Sorry. I've already ruined it. I'll never get back on.
Yeah, I can already tell it's a highly professional outfit you guys are running.
Okay, Ed, Ash and Luke have had half an hour to nut it out. They're going to tell us...
What's hot? What's not?
For summer... Gentlemen, who wants to go first?
I'll start with hot. All right. Well, I went and got a haircut recently, and the hairdresser told me that the dry hair look is hot. And I had just bought a large tub of shiny wax, which is not hot anymore, apparently. And
so that's just straight in the bin.
She still sold it to me.
Okay, the dry hair look. Ash, can you top that?
I don't know if you guys know Medikalikimaka by Bing Crosby. Medikalikimaka is the thing to say.
How do you know about Bing Crosby?
I know because I've listened to a cover of that by Altian Child.
Ah, of course.
He's got a bloody good song out at the moment. That is going to be hot.
You know what, guys? There's actually something in my phone plan that says when Altian Charles is mentioned that I'm allowed to hang up.
We're going
to
win you back. Look what else is hot.
The hours of 4 p.m. to 10 a.m. are really hot right now.
Who sold you that?
Well, it's the hours when the sun... I've got fair skin, so...
Oh, so you've gone with literally hot.
Is your sun baking time?
No, that's when I can really shine. The shirtless bike rides and things like that, which I do a lot.
Ash, what else is hot, please?
So, sort of in light of people taking naked photos of themselves, a lot of, you know, sports stars, I think they were actually photos for Christmas. So you take a picture of yourself nude as a present and you give it to someone.
All right, so that's hot.
A lot of the people, Ian Huey Hewitson, I saw him just bloody yesterday. He's doing it. He just rolled off a couple of things of film.
Are you still there, Ed?
Yeah, I am. And sadly, at the moment, the hours of 4 till 10 p.m. are the hottest thing we've got. So,
no,
wow, we are.
They're very good.
Can you go hotter, Luke?
Well, I asked my friend Candice at work, and she said Fernando Torres is a soccer player, and apparently he's very attractive.
You know, As much as I'd like to believe a made-up woman from a made-up workplace, if you're in love with a soccer player, at least try and get an actual name of a real soccer player. Fernando Torres. Fernando Torres exists. He plays for Liverpool and Spain. Is that who you mean?
Yeah, he's the guy with the excellent hair.
Dry hair?
It is dry hair.
Very dry.
He's on the ball.
Ash, get us out of this mess.
Maori tattoos.
No, Luke, you're next.
Luke,
I will not hear the rest of that.
Well, I'm trying to buy summer clothes. And
yeah, just Candace say you should buy.
And our honest sales clerks are hot right now because I always put on something ridiculous first. That way, if they say, "Oh, that feather belt on you, Luke, looks really good," I can go. Oh, does
so
it?
How long did you spend in sports school, Luke, before you got something that you like?
Well,
before you found her, to be honest. No, the dress you had on looked ridiculous, but that boob tube, that is really working for you, sir.
And I'm racing straight out to get a feather belt.
I'm at it work.
Okay, one final hotness from you, Ash.
Serious note, breakups for Christmas. Do it. Because...
Got your eye on Warnie, do you, Ash?
Just do it. You don't want to be hanging out with someone who you bloody can't stand on Christmas Day. Do it.
What a wonderful sentiment to pass on to our listeners.
Isn't that charming?
That relationship that's teetering on the brink, push it over now.
Why not do it on Christmas Day? In a card.
Okay, just quickly, is anything else hot that we need to know about?
Shark pod repels sharks.
A shark pod? What is that?
It emits sonic frequency. I'm very good with the science. But basically, horrible sound that the sharks don't like or the frequency and they run away.
So that's just an iPod playing a Rihanna song.
Anything else, Ash, that's hot?
I reckon car stackers are going to be in where you stack your cars on each other.
Okay.
What's hot? What's not?
But what's not? I think we need to know what to avoid.
I'd love to avoid the following list if I could. Could you call me back at the end of it, please?
Come on, Luke. Give us something that's not.
This is Steph from work now, real person. She said BO on the tram. I don't know if it was her BO or the other people's.
Body odour is suddenly unfashionable.
it's not great.
This is one that's been around for a long time, but no one talks about it. Orange highlighters. They're crap. They're the worst colour out of all the highlighters, and no one uses the orange highlighter because they're crap.
Thank God someone said
it. What about the green? The green doesn't get much of a look in these.
The green, Tony, you make a very valid point. Green's pretty crap too, but orange is worse because it's a bit more like brown.
Luke?
Hecklers who yell out factual information about themselves at stand-up gigs.
Well, what's happened to you?
I've got a joke about labels on cleaning products and how everything's labelled. Don't pour this in your eye. It might work on the toilet, but it won't work on your eye. You know, it's like I put toilet duck in the toilet and then drink it. And this lady yells out and actually turns to the audience behind her and goes, "I use toilet duck on my toilet." Oh, that was it.
It's a bit of a roadblock, that one, isn't it? I mean, where do you go?
I ran off stage crying. I didn't know what to say.
Hey, everyone, what about airline food? I've been on a plane!
I can relate to that.
Ash, what else is not?
Chocolate sultanas.
Really?
Mate, Tony, so you're showing, not to be rude, you're showing your age.
People have moved on?
Uncle Murray, chocolate sultanas. He gets them every year.
Right.
And they're just shocking. They're just crap, mate.
Chocolate sultanas, Ed, they're out.
I want one more before I absolutely go home and just really throw out all of my toilet duck, orange highlighters, and now chocolate sultanas.
Luke?
Really old people who don't sit down when you offer them a seat. Because if they don't take it, then everyone else who gets on goes, "Oh, look at this guy not giving this guy his seat." When I offered it at the start.
People assume you're heavily disabled, so both mentally and physically. So the old person sitting there going, "I would never take a seat from that guy. I don't care if I'm 200 years old.
I'm going to look really bad if I accept this offer."
Poor guy.
That's a very specific knot. Ash, boot at home.
Loud sneezes.
Loud sneezes.
Had enough. You know the ones who they sneeze so loudly, they scare the absolute crap out of you.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're just like, mate, you're definitely trying to sound as loud as you can. I couldn't yell louder than the way you just sneezed.
It's much like those people who say, mmm, before they've had a chance to taste the food.
I hate that so much.
Yeah, I hate them as well. That's really catching on. All right, well, I think what we can all assume is what's not hot. It was the idea of getting these guys to put together a list.
They've done a lot of work here.
And I've got a whole one page here of pen.
I'm sure it must have impressed Candace down at the office, but this is a higher caliber, my friend. All right, challenge passed. I've got one more for you.
What is it?
Tony Martin, do you know who Kesha is?
Oh, now, I have been keeping an eye on Kesha because she's one of these people who's replaced a letter in her name with a dollar sign.
Yes, she has.
She said, hey, the alphabet's holding me back. I've got to tear it up.
And that is the best Kesha impersonation I've ever heard. So what I'd like to do...
You like alphabet! That's what she's saying.
Then she went on Sesame Street and did that bit, and it really didn't go down well. So listen, there's a Kesha song, Luke, Ash, you know it. It's called We Are Who We Are.
Right.
What I want you to do is I want to see if you can take the hottest Nova Summer song there is, Kesha's We Are Who We Are, and ruin it with one of your nonsense Cockney parodies.
You actually want me to do that, Ed?
Yes, Tone, because you're sitting there. I can't see you, as you know, because I've been trying to get to my family Christmas for about 3.5 hours now. They've already started the drunken fisticuffs, so I've missed the first round, so thanks very much. Off you go. I know you've got the pork pie hat on and the suspenders, so give Kesha's We Are Who We Are the old Martin Cockney treatment. Nova.
All right, guys. This has taken me nearly 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I think Ed's going to be really impressed. Call him back, if you could, Ash.
Hi, this is Ed Cavalier.
What?
Thanks for calling. Please leave a message after the beep. If this is Tony Martin, just f*** off. I've had enough of your silly challenges. Take Luke McGregor and Ash Bloody Williams and stick it, all right? Nova Summer of Love is not me sitting in a room listening to you guys rabbit on. Press hash at the end so I get your number.
Well, that's left us hanging.
That hurts.
We've got no way of wrapping this up. Well, everyone, thanks for being part of Summer Lovin'. We'll see you, presumably, when summer is over. And meanwhile, we'll take you out with Kesha.
Dangerous if you want of us and rolling us, cause we make the hipsters falling off when we got our hot pants on and off. And yes, of course we does. We're running this town just like a club. But no, you don't wanna mess with us. Got Jesus on my necklace, got that glitter on me arm, stockings ripped all up the side, looking sick and sexy fights. Let's go, let's go. Tonight we're going out, just like the world is ours. We're tearing it apart, you know we're superstars. We are, we are. We're dancing like we're dumb, our bodies all gone numb. We'll be forever young, you know we're superstars. We are, we are. DJ, turn it up. It's about time to live it up. I'm so sick of being serious, it's making my brain delirious. I'm just talking truth, I'm telling you about the shit we do. We're selling our clothes, sleeping in cars, dressing in doubt, hitting on dudes. I got my glitter on me eyes, stockings ripped all up the side, looking sick and sexy fights. Let's go, let's go. Tonight we're going hard, just like the world is ours. We're tearing it apart, you know we're superstars. We are, we are. We're dancing like we're dumb, our bodies all gone up. We'll be forever young, you know we're superstars. We are, we are.